Thanks for joining us on the JX today. We'll pick up on the issue of forest restoration to get today started. There are many projects underway or planned to thin out the forests in the region that have gotten overgrown from years of fire suppression. One project in the works is planned for the Medford watershed in the Cascades. The Snowy Butte Forest Restoration Project is meant to protect that watershed, which serves Medford and several surrounding towns, from catastrophic fire. The Oregon Department of Forestry recently pumped $150,000 into the Snowy Butte project. Let's hear about the overall plans and where the new money goes. We have two guests. Bill Kuhn is an ecologist with the U.S. Forest Service for Southwest Oregon, working with the Rogue River Siskiyou and Umpqua National Forest. Hi, Bill.
Morning, Jeffrey.
And Arlo Todd is with us as well, the watershed coordinator for the Medford Water Commission. Hello, Arlo.
Good morning.
Good to have you both here. Arlo, start us off. What's the general condition of the forest around Big Butte Springs?
Well, in general, it is overcrowded from years of fire suppression, as you had, and there is significant fuels accumulation. However, it's not as poor of conditions in some of the surrounding areas. We are seeing some die-off of some tree species, but not as bad as in, say, the Applegate area.
Are we talking about Douglas fir, for example?
Mostly in Douglas fir, but also some pine.
Mm-hmm. So give us a broader sketch of the area that is served by Big Butte Springs. I mean, how many customers ultimately are connected to water that comes from that area?
Well, about 150,000 customers get their water from Big Butte Springs. So we serve, obviously, the city of Medford, but also Central Point, Eagle Point, Talent, Phoenix, and sometimes Ashland. And the Big Butte Springs can serve up to 26 million gallons a day, and that is our main year-round source of water for the Upper Rogue, with our other source on the Rogue River that we use in the summer months when demand increases.
Mm-hmm. Well, 26 million gallons a day, that's a very active spring.
Yes, it's a very amazing resource, and we're lucky to have it.
So what kinds of things could happen if that watershed did see an intense fire?
Well, to some extent, it's unknown. It is a groundwater source, but it is more susceptible than your typical groundwater source because of the geologic nature. We have rapid infiltration and very fast travel times, but we do worry about the typical effects of wildfire on a watershed, such as erosion, sedimentation of streams, so increasing turbidity, which is a measure of water clarity, and then also organics getting into the water. Beyond those water quality concerns, we also have water quantity concerns. So typically, fires can change the timing of water and make systems act flashier with more water all at once and then lower flows in the summertime. So that's a concern for us. And then finally, you know, just the risk to our staff and our infrastructure up there in the watershed, operating the facilities is a concern.
So, Bill Kuhn, is that watershed largely on Forest Service land?
Yes. Well, the planning area for the Big Butte Springs restoration area is almost entirely on Forest Service land. You know, there's some water, Medford Water Commission lands and private lands, but the large majority of it is on Forest Service lands, yes.
Arlo mentioned that the condition is generally reasonably good, but has there been much management on that land through the years?
There has, yes. Over the past several decades, there has been a fair amount of restoration work, mostly smaller scale restoration work, some stand thinning, some timber harvest, some focused restoration around, let's say, Fish Lake and Willow Lake. But that's been somewhat minimal. So this larger restoration project is really geared towards doing a much bigger footprint across that larger watershed to really treat and restore about 30,000 acres of forest for multiple benefits.
We're talking about the Snowy Butte Forest Restoration Project on the Jefferson Exchange in the Cascades around Big Butte Springs, the water source for Medford and surrounding towns. Bill Kuhn's with the Forest Service. Arlo Todd is with the Medford Water Commission. You can ask questions or make comments with your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Bill, have there been obstacles to getting the kind of large-scale restoration that clearly you feel like is needed up there?
Yes, there are definitely some obstacles, and the PACE grant that we're talking about, the $150,000, really helps with that. So, for example, when we do, the Forest Service does large-scale restoration, we have to follow the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. So we have to follow many steps, and that includes following the National Historic Preservation Act, which requires us to do a lot of surveys for cultural resources. So this PACE grant, $150,000 PACE grant from the Oregon Department of Forestry, is helping us do that. So right now we have limited capacity in archaeological specialists. It's been we've had trouble filling and maintaining those specialists. So this grant is going to enable us to then hire some private archaeologists to do those required surveys for cultural resources. And we do a lot of other. We have to do survey for botanical resources, wildlife resources, hydrological fisheries, et cetera. So it's a long multi-year process to make sure that the actions we're proposing are not having adverse impacts on those resources.
So you really have to have a good sense of what is up there before anybody starts taking any trees out.
Yes.
So PACE stands for what now? This is a state grant, right?
It is Oregon Department of Forestry. It is planning assistance and categorical exclusion. So in essence, we're using this for planning assistance. So this project is in the planning phase. So we're using that to increase our capacity to do the planning required before we can actually get to the implementation of doing forest restoration.
So steps before steps. Arlo, Todd, give us an idea about the overall steps and the timeline for the project.
Well, I think Bill would be best suited for that, being that he works for the Forest Service. But I know that we're in the scoping phase right now, and that's why the PACE grant was so important.
The scoping phase, Bill, seems to come about 2 years before any other activities start. So are we that far out from any kind of work getting done?
We're hoping with this infusion of money from the PACE grant to finish the archaeological surveys, which is one of the last required steps. So that's going to take about another year. So we're hoping then to have a decision signed in early 2026. So not that far out.
Okay. And then decision signed by then. And then we're talking potentially work in the spring and summer of 2026?
Exactly. So work starting probably with commercial thinning would start exactly that spring and summer of 2026 and extend for at least 10 years, probably more like 20 years.
10 or 20. Wow, that is a long process. And then, Arlo, I do notice, too, that at 20,000 acres that we're talking about for this is not the entire watershed, is it?
No, it's not, but it is a significant portion. We own, Medford Water, that is, owns about 3,700 acres, and we are actively managing that with forest practices similar to what the Snowy Butte will do, that is focused on, you know, fire risk reduction and forest restoration rather than just a commercial component. And that land is really centered around the springs themselves and our reservoir. And then, so there's also private timber that owns a lot of land in the watershed.
Is that land that was owned by the Medford Corporation back in the day?
Medford Corporation, and now some of the players up there are Lone Rock and Silver Butte, Hancock, I believe.
Okay, and, just digging back in the recesses of my memory about who did own stuff up there. Have there been issues in the past, Arlo, at Big Butte Springs, either fire or too much water or something?
Historically, there have been floods that have increased the turbidity or the sediment in the springs. But that was not after a fire. That was just precipitation. So if we had high severity fire and then some intense storms and floods, that's what we're concerned with. And then in 2020, the Obenchain fire was actually approaching the springs and came within 3 miles of the watershed. And what was really interesting about that is, you know, that Obenchain was approaching the springs, yet our infrastructure and staff were critical to providing water to town to fight the Alameda fire that was happening at the same time. And so that really brought this risk of wildfire even closer to home.
Right. Made you realize what there's a sense of mortality for the forest there. And that's something you don't want for a watershed, for sure. We're talking to Arlo Todd at the Medford Water Commission and Bill Kuhn from the Forest Service about the Snowy Butte Forest Restoration Project, which is meant to protect the watershed around Big Butte Springs, the water source for Medford, Central Point, and several other surrounding towns. You can join us with your questions or comments by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Bill, how big a roster of other partners are involved in this project?
Oh, as obviously the Medford Water Commission, Oregon Department of Forestry, and we work with a host of local and statewide or state-level partners. So we have a big partnership we have is the Rogue Forest Partners, you've probably heard of. So that includes a lot of local entities, the Southern Oregon Forest Restoration Collaborative, the Nature Conservancy, the Klamath Bird Observatory, the Lomacotsi Restoration Project, other state and federal agencies as well. So, yeah, a lot of people are involved in helping us think about how we plan for and implement these large-scale restoration projects.
Since we mentioned we're in the scoping phase and it is a NEPA project, there will be some opportunities for public comment. Any idea when those windows might open and what the comment will be taken on?
I believe the comment period after we have a draft will be, so in the spring of 2025, there will be, we believe, a 30-day public review period after we have a draft report ready.
All right, so 30 days then. And then, do we have a total price tag on what the vision is for Snowy Butte, done, finished, 20 years from now, everything's all good?
Oh, total price tag, that's good. That's going to depend on the actual the restoration action. So as I mentioned, when we do restoration, sometimes we'll be removing commercial sized trees that have value. So we'll begin receipts from those. We're going to reinvest into the project, and sometimes the stands won't have commercial sized trees. So that requires even more investment. So I mean, the total price tag is going to depend on the combination of those commercial sales and non-commercial work. So that still remains to be seen. So, but still, it's going to be in the order of probably tens of millions of dollars in investments.
So still early enough in the project that you're not even sure what the scope of it will be, and therefore what will get taken down or out?
We have a pretty good idea at this point. I mean, we have a footprint of where we want to do work. So we're just in the process of identifying those resources, like those cultural resources. So we know what's there so we can avoid adverse impacts to those resources. But we're also in the process of determining what exactly there, what kind of trees are there, how much volume is there, what we need to do. So that process is ongoing. So at this point, we have a pretty good idea of what's there and what we need to do. We just need to finalize that in the final report.
And in terms of the cultural resources, was there much human habitation up in that specific area on those 20,000 acres that you're aware of in advance?
I believe so. That's not my specialty, but I believe that area, was occupied for thousands of years by Native American tribes. So that's so the archaeological specialists will be going out and trying to find identify and describe all those resources from both Native American, that prehistoric period, and also the post-colonization historic period.
Okay. Bill, I wonder if the weather at that elevation creates a narrower window for work. I mean, were there some issues in timing this between snows and fire season?
Yes, that's a good point. So, that elevations up there range between 2,500 and 5,000 feet. So, all of the winter or much of the winter, that area is covered with snow. So depending on how much snow that area gets, it can really narrow the window of when we can actually do these required surveys for planning and actually do the restoration work. So, it will depend on a given year's amount of snow we get, yes.
And then, Arlo, just final question to you, just a couple of seconds. I mean, with drought years coming more frequently in recent decades, has there been much variation in what Big Butte Springs puts out?
There has been. Recently, we've been having to operate at 20 million gallons a day in the past 4 years rather than 26 because of reduced spring flows. And so we're hoping, you know, this restoration that creates a more open forest will also give opportunity for more groundwater infiltration and snow accumulation.
Okay, we'll keep our eyes on the development of the project. It looks like a window for comment in the spring of 2025, maybe some work by the spring of 2026. Arlo Todd from the Medford Water Commission, thank you.
You.
Bill Kuhn from the Forest Service, thank you.
Thank you very much, Jeffrey.
You bet. This is the Jefferson Exchange. We'll be back to talk about Oregon's children. Stay tuned.